Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah. Today I want to finish what I've started teaching us for a couple of weeks back. In building the kingdom structure of a self-organized life. Jesus modeled kingdom principles in a very religious society. These principles are the structures on which the kingdom of God thrives. So the kingdom structures must be in your life as somebody who belongs to the kingdom of God. As an institution or your business or organization, kingdom structures must be there. They are important because they are the bedrock or the foundation for all other things that we truly desire, that we believe that our life is dependent upon: food, shelter, clothing, blessings, breakthrough, anointing, or whatever thing. These structures undergird, they are the foundation. They are under it, they are not seen, but they are what is needed for all other things to be built upon for it to thrive even into the future.
Hallelujah.
Without these kingdom structures or principles, like what we are talking about, a self-organized life, things that God gives to us will deteriorate with time. Whether it is a business, it is a church, it is a children, whatever God gives you will deteriorate just with time when they are not founded on eternal kingdom structures or principles. But very interestingly, people do not like to invest in kingdom structures. Believers are not very good at that.
Catch on
now, do you know why they are not interested in that? That is the structures. Because they are very costly. They are difficult and they seem time wasting. And when you try to imbibe these things into your life, try to build them into your life, you hardly have people encouraging you. But they are very important. That is why Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you." In this part of the world, we are not very savvy with building principles. We are very subjective, we are free-flowing. It's like we take things as and when they come. Hardly do we go away, pursue something, hardly do we plan our lives, plan our organization, plan our businesses. We think that life is just doing it. Every day you live, you wake up and you are living. You wake up, you go to your business, you command people here and there and all that. That is all that we do, and then till our final day. That's not good enough. If you interact with the leadership of other societies, you see that the way they think, their mind, is very different from the average person's, average African's mind and trust.
Was this all copied, baby? Who said your candidate? No, Aunt Julie said your cassa. Now, who shall you also be remembered? I said, I am paying for Jenna Cassa. What was that? So, you will cry.
The thing about them is that they plan for the future. They are very strategic in their approach to life. And they put structures in place that will guarantee them leading the world all the time, that will guarantee them being on top all the time. Jesus Christ put it this way, that the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. In other words, when it comes to long-term planning, unbelievers, they do better than believers. In organizing your life after Jesus or the kingdom arrangement, you need to answer some very important questions of life. They are so basic to your life that you have to stop your life and answer those questions so that you can live and live well. Five or six of them. The first one is, what am I here for? Why am I in the world? There are some societies, there are some people who are taught to answer this question. Why am I in the world as a human being? That talks about your vision. What you must achieve, what your destination is. The second question is, what am I here for? What am I here for? The third question is, how do I get, or how do I go about my life? How do I go about my life? The next one is, when should I do something? When should I engage in something? The next one is, where I am I in life? And the final one is, who am I? Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are important basic life questions. The first one, what am I here for, talks about your vision. Why am I here, talks about your mission. How do I go about my life, talks about your strategy. When should I engage in something? When should I do something? Talk about your plans. Where am I in life? Focus on objectives. And who am I? Ladies and gentlemen, these are questions you need to answer. And I want to encourage you to don't just go about your life. answer these questions. That is what I have teaching us. I've been teaching us. Today we want to look at your mission in life. Mission with an M. Mission. Alright. In organizing your life after Jesus, or after the passion, you need to derive your mission from your vision. Mission with an M is the reason for your vision with a P. As vision gives you direction, mission gives you drive towards that direction. Whereas vision with a V answers the question, what? What has God got for me? What has God got me? Mission with an M answers the question, why? It is very critical in your life to know why. Why God gives you a particular conviction. It's important for you to answer this question of why, because you must get a compelling reason for doing what you have to do. Otherwise, the problems of life and the delay of the heavenly vision is going to make you give up. Ladies and gentlemen, life has always been unfriendly to the kingdom of God. I mean life on earth. It has always been unfriendly to the kingdom of God. Right from the beginning of human history, it is because of earth's unfriendliness that human beings were created to control it in the first place. If you don't have a strong reason to fulfill your heavenly vision, the systems of this earth and the gods of this earth will kill it. The only thing that will give you drive in order to for you to fulfill the thing God has for you is to know, why should I do what God says I should do? There are people in life who have given up because of massive frustrations and disappointment. But our Lord Jesus was not like that. Imagine he came to the earth from the heavenly kingdom and he saw that religion had permeated the whole of society, asking, the Bible says he was a root out of a dry ground. In other words, the environment was not conducive for the fulfillment of his heavenly vision. But Jesus went on to fulfill the vision. The vision of planting the kingdom of God on this earth. As a seed. He kept on saying that the kingdom of God is like a seed. And he is the sower who planted the word of the kingdom. Jesus never gave up until he finished doing a part of the vision. Because the time is coming, he is coming back again. And we are going to see the full expression of the kingdom of God under there. What made Jesus fulfill the planted session of the kingdom of God? The Bible says that for the joy that was set before him. It's because of the joy that was set before him. The reason for fulfilling the vision of planting the kingdom on this earth was the joy that was before him. That is what made him endure the cross and despise all the shame. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, you must have a strong reason why you must fulfill a heavenly vision. Jesus had joy as his motivation, as his drive, that propelled him to go ahead and do what he has to do.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Vision Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
King David had a different motive or a different mission, a different why for fighting Goliath.
Now he David no was sent to Shukwa and in Goliath Kokoi.
His vision was that they will, the earth will know that there is a God in Israel. And that is what he said. He says, I want the whole earth to know there is a God in Israel. But he had a reason why he had to fulfill that. In other words, he had a mission that went with this vision. The mission was that he was going to be a free person in Israel. Even his household, his relatives were not going to pay taxes in Israel. Again, it was that the king was going to enrich him with riches. And he was going to marry the king's daughter. So, although his vision was that the whole earth will know that there is a God in Israel, what gave him the drive to fulfill it was the fact that he was going to be a rich man. Was the fact that he was married a king's daughter. And he was going to pay taxes together with his family. So the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, he went about asking, what shall be unto the person who takes Goliath down? He will tell the same thing. The king will make him rich. You marry the king's daughter, tax free. That was the motivation. That was the drive for him to fight Goliath. No wonder when Goliath started coming to him, David told him. Because he was looking to the recompense of the reward. He was looking to the reward for the vision. People do not hold on and endure with their vision because they lack a sense of mission with an M. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to understand as we finish the subject of missions that if you answer the question why, you will always be a leader, you will always be an inspiration, you will always be the person who gives the drive, you will always be the person who gives the motivation, you will be on top, you will be in charge, you will be in control. People who know why something must be done, those people are leaders over people who know what must be done, who have a vision, and people who even know how it must be done, the technocrats. All those who know why, they will be leaders over the technocrats. Hallelujah. A servant may know how to do something. They may be instructed what to do. But the leader master knows why he must do it. The servant can be given a vision. The servant can be equipped with how to go about it. But only the person who is in charge knows why you must do what I've instructed you to do. I want us to have a strong long-term why. Hallelujah. So that you'll be able to endure. So that when people are not encouraging you, you also have the impetus, the drive, because there is a reason for the vision. David will say, is there not a cause? There is a reason. There is a reason. And that reason is what is motivating me. And I take my Goliath down. Now, I want us to talk about your long-term strategy. Life is not lived anyhow. Whatever comes your way, you take it. Everything must be controlled. Because Jesus says that your faith is going to make you whole, not just heal you, but will make you complete.
Yes, you say, would you know? And I bet you are always say, would you be a with
you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must have a strategy in life. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, let's not just live our lives sleeping and waking up, and when we wake up, we just do what has to be done, all the necessities, all the urgencies of life, and then we go to bed and we wake again, and what comes our way, everything must be controlled. Everything must be controlled, including the rain that is falling on your land. Everything must be controlled, including your hair that is growing. The hair of your head that is growing. Everything must be controlled. Don't say it's natural. Don't say it's God who is making the thing to grow. Growth comes from God. No, you must be in charge. Control your growth. Control everything. You must be a king in life. That is why you must have strategy. Strategy that will give you a long-term advantage in life.
Hallelujah. Yes.
strategy talks about how you will fulfill your vision.
Now, when they are coming at Pania, what the first one is, what do you want to be asked?
Strategy answers the question, how do I go about my life?
Now, what do you want to say?
You must have a general strategy you are living your life by. The Bible says that Daniel, as for Daniel, he purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portions of the portion of the king's meat and the wine that he drank. In other words, that was his strategy in Babylon. In the Bible, Babylon always stands for the religious order. This is a prince, this is a king who was taken to the palaces of Babylon, of Nebuchadnezzar, and they were kings in the making. They chose people who looked royal, who looked like kings, who had the flair to be kings. Four of them among the Jewish captives, Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, and they took them to the king's palace to groom them to become leaders in a religious order. But the Bible says that Daniel, he purposed in his heart. In other words, he came to a decision that this is religious Babylon. This is the way I am going about my life in the palace of the king. I am not going to defile myself with the portion of his meat. I'm not going to eat his food, although I have to eat his food.
Now, when you're done it, and now what to go, Israel, not to touch shit, and what to go, but I say, I'm going to go for now, I want to say, I'm going to go. So, no matter to do, I'm going to go, I'm going to go, not to show my I'm going to go. Now, I'm going to ask you, I said, Daniel, I'm going to go, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
a strategy that I'm not eating the portion of the king's meat. I am going to have the royalty that the king is looking for. But my strategy is not through eating his meat. My strategy is eating the vegetables. Ladies and gentlemen, we must have a certain strategy in life. There is food which the world will minister to you. The world will minister that food to every believer. But you must decide whether I'm going to eat the food of the world. When I'm talking about food, I'm not talking about the one you eat through your mouth into your stomach. I'm talking about the one that you take into your head and it enters into your mind. The world system will always appeal to us. The devil is a negotiator. I don't know anybody who is a better negotiator than the devil. Because I'm telling you, even when you say no to him, he will bring some other thing. And he will say, what about this? He will say that, oh, you compromise just a little bit, it will be okay. I'll give you all these things. When you say you will not serve the devil, he will not give up. He will come and negotiate the whole thing. He will bring something else to you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why you must have a certain strategy as a believer, as a human being living in Ghana, as a human being living on this earth, in your society, have a strategy, have something you have purpose in your heart, that I'm not going to eat what everybody is eating, what everybody is minding, how everybody is living his life, the way everybody is educating himself. I'm not going to go this way. I am going to go the way of God. I may seem like a foolish person before the world system, which I do not succumb to, but the end will always justify. The end is what is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pause our lives and think deeply. What am I taking in every day of my life? How is my mindset like? Please pause. Hallelujah. It's important that you do that. Daniel said, I won't eat this. He asked the God of heaven, I am going to take only vegetables. I will look like a fool before the chief of the eunuchs, who is experienced in how to groom people into royalty. But because he was faithful to God, at the end of the day, they brought everybody. And the Hebrew boys who did not eat the portion of the king's diet, they were 10 times better.
Hallelujah. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karachi Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.